Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are back. Old School, Strick, Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan, Nate Turner lighting it up. I see you, Nate.
Big Nate.
Yeah.
I got love for Nate Turner. Nate Turner was one of the best ones to do it.
Yeah, because so when I went to Buffalo, I think Nate had just got done playing there. He laid it out because, you know, when you have guys that are there that played at your school, then everybody in the organization kind of like have a good feeling about you. So Nate set it off.
I used to want Nate to come in and hoop with us.
Derek White.
He's an athlete, right?
Yeah, linebacker D. White. Yeah,
D. White.
Them two really set it off for Jay Foreman up there. Made it an easy transition for me.
Yeah, man.
So I give up to Nate. He's an OG. So we're gonna get to this other thing. Nate Brennan acts like he has breaking news.
It's not breaking news.
Are you gonna play the breaking news thing?
You ready for this?
Yeah, dude. Are you doing the breaking news?
All right.
Here you go. Let me hear your breaking news.
This isn't breaking news, but here's Mark Whipple.
You're just a senior letdown. All right, let me hear.
He's Mark Whipple.
Well, tell Mickey he should be at the defensive side more. He really had his best week of practice, and both those guys have had their best week this week. Chubb has been a lot more consistent throughout. But I told that to Logan. I had a lot of respect for you. It's not easy to, you know, maybe start a game and be third, but he stepped up during practice and he's continued that. And, you know, he's certainly been around here longer than Chuba has, but all the guys have gotten, both those guys have gotten great support from their teammates.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go first because Derek in the car tells me I need to let you guys finish. So go ahead.
It's your show.
I know.
It's your show, man.
This is Derek. Derek's texting in. I appreciate you losing the Starter Haven text line 402-464-5685. He telling me how to do my job. All right, go ahead. What y'all think? What you think, Strick?
Just off the first,
your first thought.
My first thought is, you can tell he's still giving deference to Purdy. He's trying to equivocate and put them on the same plane, no matter what. And so I think he's trying to give himself some form of an out or some form to still be able to make sure Purdy has opportunity and so forth and so on, whereas a lot of people are really hoping we go a different route. So it seems to me that he's really trying to give some deference to Purdy still. That's all first thought.
Nathaniel, what's your first thought?
I don't know if I want to say bad blood or what it is, but I don't know if Mickey Joseph and Mark Whipple are on the same page. And I don't know to what extent. I'm not in those rooms, obviously, but I don't think they're on the same page.
But what does that got to do with what he just said?
You just said maybe Mickey should go be on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh,
you kidding me, man?
He probably was joking.
You think?
Well, I'd hope so.
It was a laugh off.
You can laugh off anything, though. Sometimes it means you're being serious.
True.
Again, I don't know, but I'm just saying I don't know why Mickey would be on the defensive side of the ball because the last two games you played, your defense was the only reason you were in a position to win the game. Your offense is what didn't show up.
Yeah, I think, when you believe in yourself as a coordinator and what you're doing and your decisions, you're definitely going to be protective. That's anybody. And so, that's the only natural. You can't expect somebody to be like, I didn't do my job. I should have played Logan, and that was a stupid mistake, right? Nobody's going to really say that. Except Mike Leach or whatever down in Mississippi State. I understand that. I'm not going to really devil into the –
Yeah.
Mickey should get on the defensive side, but I think I kind of agree with Strick. I think he's trying to keep Chuba's confidence,
right,
and then give Logan some credit, but not full credit. It's like, yeah, you did good, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you good, but. Well, Strick knows from being in the league, there's a lot of guys that are yeah, but guys that are actually the guys that should be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a knock on anybody else, but, you know, there's some guys that are kind of like constantly overlooked that end up being pretty good players. And if you want an example, it's Drew Brees. He doesn't look
the part.
They kept playing Phillip Rivers. Finally, mm-hmm. this dude won so much, they got rid of him, but they probably hated it because he ended up, you know, winning the Super Bowl, going in the Hall of Fame. And he doesn't look like the 6'5", you know, whatever, 250, whatever.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
You know how many people overlooked him?
Oh, yeah.
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 So we got a call in on a Honda of Lincoln hotline. John, what's going on?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much. Would you wait on you, man?
It appears to me as a fan, and you know, I never played college football. I played in high school. I watch a lot of football. Look at how the team operates when Smothers is in the game compared to Chuba. Now, Chuba's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's ready. It appears to me that Logan has the trust of this team, and I mean, when you're averaging, I think he's averaging nine yards a carry. I mean, he's just an extra, and right now we have a hard time moving the ball. So with him in there, the threat of running the ball all the time is a different element than, I mean, that's what we need right now, because we can't seem to pass the ball. We can't seem to protect our quarterback long enough to throw the ball, and lately our receivers have been dropping the ball. I mean, that's all I got.
Yeah, can I speak on that John. First? Can
yeah, go ahead. Yeah, well, yeah, for sure.
So for me, I love John. Thank you for calling into the Honda Lincoln Hotline again. Listen, I absolutely agree with what some of what you said as well, even as a spectator and a fan of the sport. But I say this: I truly like the aspect of being able now listen, I got to.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Give credence and kudos to the line. I thought the line did pretty good last week.
They did look
good. They looked physical. They looked like they got after him a little bit. I liked a lot what the line did. But I would say having – and this is where your expertise would step in, Jay. Having an extra eye off of taking an extra hat that is needed and necessary for the line to have to put on somebody, where you have to account for the quarterback a little bit more or even work in accountants for that, I think changes a dynamic of how a defense is able to play. They can't just be straight downhill. They have to be a little bit more disciplined. They have to hold a little bit. Sometimes the linebackers may have to just be a little bit more pause because you just don't know on an RPO, you don't know on a zone read, you don't know. There's just those little things that you're going to have to give you an extra thing that you have to, you know, read.
Account for, yeah.
You have to account for. Right. And that's why I think the difference is. Now, I know Purdy can run. It has capabilities of that, but I think having that dynamic and then what he was able to do against Iowa just changes a little bit of the dynamic for me. That makes it more where we need to be able to move the chains, right. And I think that he has that capability a little bit more than Purdy. That's just my thought.
Yeah, I think as far as how the team operates, I just think all the players, or most of them, at least in the front line, the tight ends, I think they're just more comfortable with Logan. They know his cadence. He's been around. He's been knowing a lot of these guys for a couple of years. And Logan has more experience, you know, I think just of playing. He's playing at Nebraska. You know, it's as simple as just even putting on the helmet and jersey. And I think, where Logan can command the huddle a little different, and so you see it. I think he just, you know, knows how to get in and out of the huddle a little bit crisper and has faced you know, some, you know, hard situations probably more readily than, you know, than Chuba. But, you know, I think you could figure out a way to do both, right? I mean, if Chuba mm-hmm. plays well, and Chuba can run the ball. I know he's pretty fast. So if he can run, if he could be obviously a lot more consistent and efficient at quarterback, just say is dropping back, then you bring Logan in a little bit of RPO.
Yeah.
It gives the defense and the defensive coordinators more to think about and more to prepare for. Not only this week, but the you know the
rest of it.
Yeah, until Casey comes back. So
now I also liked how they threw some counters.
Yeah,
I saw some pulling guards on counters, which gave just that just a little bit more room, a little bit more delay for Anthony. All of those things I was liking: quick draws, quick. You know, getting the ball
screens.
On screens, all different types of screens. It wasn't just a, you know,
traditional wide receiver.
Yeah,
so I
like what they were trying to do. But,
yeah, and again, I think the conversation is totally different if we catch a few balls.
Yeah, yeah,
I
that's
think
a
we
great
talk.
Point.
We might even be talking about a different outcome in the game.
Yeah,
straight up, and I'd probably say we probably maybe at least scored three more points. Just say we even scored another touchdown. That takes that touchdown away from Minnesota. We end up winning, right? So I think that we also have to be aware of that because I'm sure Whipple is seeing that as well. Like if a quarterback is putting the ball in your hand and it's a catchable ball, then his responsibility is over. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, can the pass be perfect? Sure. But sports isn't a game of perfection.
Yeah.
It's a game of imperfection, and you have to make the imperfect look perfect. And so – I know that's probably into it. And I'm just going to, you know, obviously as you're the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, you know, you're going to be judged very, very, you know, harshly, especially with Casey being out. And, you know, but I'm also going to, you know, give him his, you know, runway in my book that he's the head coach. He knows these guys better. I'm assuming he knows them better than any of us. And I would not think he's not making the best decision, you know, overall. But, you know, you're tiptoeing on a line that where when the average eye can see the rhythm isn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, you've been there where they, you know, it's no different in football or basketball in the NBA where a rookie comes in and then you just draft. I've seen it where you know, like we drafted a guy in Buffalo, Eric Flowers, where you just kind of, you're trying to make. He's not mature. He's not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm – and then two years down the road, that's why there used to be rookies like, okay, he needs to learn how to practice. He needs to learn how to time manage and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's it. Don't be so quick to force somebody down there because, you know, when the defense is rolling like that, when the offensive line is playing like that two weeks in a row, you know, it's the real deal. So
let me throw something at you real quick. And I love it. Wet Blanken said this. He said it earlier today, but I just happened to catch it. Nebraska has been pretty solid over the last, I would even say, 3 weeks in the first half. 2 weeks, definitely.
Yeah.
Second halves, teams have made adjustments. It just seems that we haven't. How do you think that's going to look this week? In the situation against Michigan, because Michigan is a dominant second half team.
Right. Yeah. They actually sleepwalked through the first half. Mm-hmm. I think it's, some teams make adjustments. Sure. But I just think like we kind of like.
We lose our way.
The energy.
It's the energy.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like kind of ooze into it. Like it's almost like halftime is too long.
Because you saw that Minnesota looked like they looked different.
They looked dejected.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then they came out and got 3 points.
Yeah.
And then we missed that third down pass, and then that gave them more momentum.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota, even though they got the 3 points, they weren't fully confident. You know what I'm saying? Like, but then we had a chance to continue the drive to take away the momentum. And you might not take all the momentum away, but then the offense is like, all right, we got to wait 3 more plays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, we got to make 3 more plays. Then you kind of get into the lull. When they go 3 and then back up, that's where you lose all the momentum.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a clock management game and try to get down to the very end. So we're going to hit a break right here. Old School, Jay Foreman, E. Strick, Nate Brennan.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.